At the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Colombo, the British Prime Minister David Cameron has clashed with the President of Sri Lanka over the plight of the minority Tamil community. Mr Cameron's convoy was mobbed by demonstrators when he decided to miss one of the Chogham sessions and instead visit some Tamil communities. At one point, the convoy was surrounded by more than 200 protesters holding pictures of loved ones whom they say were killed by Sri Lankan armed forces. By contrast, the Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has spent the day trying to build relationships with Sri Lanka. Our reporter Tom Eagledon is in Colombo.
He began his trip here in Colombo with a bilateral meeting, as they call it, or a face-to-face meeting with David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, the first time those two have met since Mr Abbott won his election victory this year. As you would imagine, that was a very well-natured event, so far as we could see. Both patting each other on the back and promising lots of cooperation. From there, Mr Abbott delivered the opening, one of the opening addresses for the opening of Chogham. Australia is the outgoing chairman of Chogham, having hosted it last time. And he was really at pains in that speech not to bring too much criticism so far as Sri Lanka goes and its record on human rights, saying that he's not here to judge, and neither should Chogham be. And that's very much in keeping with the attitude that the Australian government is taking to this meeting. Mr Abbott's made it clear he's here to meet with other Commonwealth heads of government, which he's been doing since the opening address. He's met with the President of Nauru, and he's also met with the Prime Minister of Pakistan, in contrast to Mr Cameron, by the way, who's headed off to other parts of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, he went to northern Sri Lanka. Tell us about that.
That's right. David Cameron has taken a very different approach to Chogham than Tony Abbott. He has engaged on this issue of human rights, and that's what this trip to Jaffna was all about. Jaffna is a Tamil area, Tamil-majority area here in Sri Lanka that saw much of the fighting during the Civil War. And that's really what the criticism of Sri Lanka has focused on in the lead-up to Chogham. The closing days and weeks of the war, there are suggestions that war crimes were committed and that repression is still occurring, of the Tamil population. Mr Cameron went up and heard that for himself in Jaffna, while Mr Abbott, just by way of contrast, along with all of the other Commonwealth leaders, of course, was down here in Colombo, meeting with, amongst other people, Prince Charles.
Now, looking forward throughout the rest of the weekend, what will Mr Abbott be doing there in Colombo?
Well, from here, after the sort of the pageantry, if you like, of the first day, the leaders go into what they call a leaders retreat. So they're not actually, by and large, going to be around the convention centre where the conference is being held. They will split off for sort of more behind closed doors talks. They will be working on a communique, which is the final statement that Chogham will deliver on Sunday when it wraps up. Mr Abbott will be obviously present for that and will fly back to Australia in time for Parliament on Monday.
And that was our reporter Tom Eagledon travelling with the Australian Prime Minister at the Chogham meeting in Colombo.